Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
We continue from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. It's IFA and Shift Automotive, the last couple of days of IFA. As last year, an innovative and independent conference and exhibition format that's held alongside IFA here in Berlin. It's the world's most significant trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances, and Shift Automotive is a joint venture of IFA in Berlin and the Geneva International Motor Show. So that's taking place right outside our broadcast studio here in IFA Next on the show floor. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by the Dexcom G6 Glucose Monitoring System. The future of diabetes management is here. Visit Dexcom.com to learn more. That's Dexcom.com. And by the Jabra Elite Range of True Wireless Headphones, best for music and calls at Jabra.com. And promotional consideration provided by Skyroam. Secure global Wi-Fi in the palm of your hand, around town or around the globe. Visit Skyroam.com. Our next guest does currency management as a service for enterprise and fast-growing companies. And we're delighted to have him back. He's the co-founder and COO of Leandrino Exchange, Peter Rocha. Peter, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks a lot. I'm really happy to see you again.
Yes.
After 4 years. So when we met for the first time regarding this topic, 2015.
Here at IFA.
So we during that time, we actually announced and launched our first wallet for digital currencies. During that time, only a few people probably did know Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And what's behind that, nobody did really see this topic of ICO or now initial equity token coming. And it's nice to see you here again and talk about what happened so far.
Sure, and catch up since 2015. First of all, what is a digital wallet?
So what you probably know, nowadays digital wallets become more and more popular where you actually can hold what we call tokens. A token can be close to currencies, but token can also be close to equity or other things that are tokenized. So tokenization is really a trend right now. With Leandrino, we actually do focus on tokenization of money, especially money that is issued by private organizations. And we behave like a kind of central bank, private central bank, where an enterprise in our private central bank can also make a deal on the monetary policy. And we use blockchain actually to secure this deal.
I was going to say, that sounds good, because blockchain helps with the security and all of that important aspect and privacy elements and things of that nature. So digital wallet then would be perhaps our smartphone, right? Or a tablet.
That's absolutely storing
these tokens, right?
Right. So digital wallet, it can be put on a server, can be put on the smartphone, but I mean, there are modern solutions where you can have both. So it doesn't really matter where you put your tokens.
So I can kind of hear some of my audience in my head saying, well, why do I even need that? I mean, can't I just use money? Can't I just use my credit cards or my debit cards? What's the difference? Why would someone need the digital wallet anyway?
In our days, cashless transactions are more and more popular, especially in emerging countries like China, but also in the US. You probably know that in China, they don't use credit cards as often as they use their smartphones for payment.
Yeah.
But with this new infrastructure with smartphones and also an infrastructure where you can have really low-cost transactions, you can really have competition of currencies. So there isn't a need to have only one central. You can have many of them, and you can have competition between the currencies for the trust of the people. And from my point of view, as the internet brought together different areas of business and where you could see divergence, now you probably see that the three major aspects of money will be extended by fourth aspects, the information or the data aspect, and loyalty systems and money comes closer together. That's how I see the future.
I remember back in 2015 here at IFA, we talked to you about regulation of this industry.
Absolutely.
Has that happened? Is that something that's good, that's not good, that's making life difficult? Where do we stand with the regulating part of it?
Right, so you couldn't believe that we wanted to be regulated.
I know,
already
I remember that. It's like, wait a minute, you're asking to be regulated, and you said yes.
Yes, and we did follow that concept. So we defined a whole life cycle of money, and initial phases of the life cycle don't have to be regulated, but the highest quality tokens, we call the token class B and A, needs regulation. It's really close to money, it's close to trade, and that needs regulation. And what you could see here in Europe, 2016, there was a decision of all the finance ministers in the European Union to regulate exchanges and wallets. And now, by middle of January next year, all the different nations have to put that into law. And the process is in its final stages here in Germany.
So you're encouraged by this. It's
absolutely
a good thing.
So we really believe that next year at IFA, we will have a nice big booth. And that we don't have one this year. So we see that enterprises and customers spot this chance and want to issue their currencies. For the first time in my life, I'm in a situation where the U.S. market isn't leading, because there are a few aspects of regulation is still debated. It's not really clear which agency takes over the lead. But I truly believe that the U.S. market will come and will open up next year. And
yeah, because you initially passed the U.S. market.
That was not our plan. So we had a big insurance company 2015, 2016 in the U.S., that wanted to issue their own digital currency via us. But because of lack of regulation, they actually pulled back and said it's too early. And therefore, we made the decision, okay, then let's stay in Europe to work with our pilots and come back to the U.S. when the market is ready.
Gotcha. Which industries, if any in particular, are the early adopters, especially with Leandrino? Which industries are you working with?
Well, actually, we have customers in the area of virtual reality. For instance, Taramba, we have customers in the food industry. So you probably know Square, this big company in the US. So there's a kind of young, fast-growing company here in Europe that actually wants to use a digital currency really to even accelerate growth and to give more data to the participating restaurants.
Wow.
And it's all about sports again. So you might have heard Paris Saint-Germain, they announced already that they want to issue a token. We talked to some big teams here, soccer teams here in Germany. Let's see who might be the first big German soccer team.
Yeah, there you go. And that'll be something else to be proud of, that you're involved there at the very beginning. So awesome. We wish you well. We invite, of course, our audience to visit your website at leandrino.com, LeandrinO.com. We'll get you there at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, inviting you to be sure to snag our brand new updated Into Tomorrow app in your favorite app store. And then you can see the video of all of the radio interviews from IFA, as well as subscribe to our free podcast and hear our stream 24/7, all the good stuff. So be sure and snag the brand new Into Tomorrow app. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow from the Advanced Media Network.